The reading is taken from Proverbs chapter 1, verses 1 to 7. It's on page 635 in the Bibles. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 1. The Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel. For attaining wisdom and discipline, for understanding words of insight, for acquiring a disciplined and prudent life, doing what is right and just and fair, for giving prudence to the simple, knowledge and discretion to the young. Let the wise listen and add to their learning, and let the discerning get guidance. For understanding proverbs and parables, the sayings and riddles of the wise. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you, Ruth, very much indeed. If you're able to keep that Bible passage open, that would be really helpful, I trust. And I'm going to pray for us. In Proverbs chapter 3, it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight." Dear Heavenly Father, as we come to this, your word again, we ask that you'll give to each of us a humble trust in you and in your ways. May we listen to what you have to say to us and find life and fulfillment and ultimately eternal life in Christ. For we ask it in his name. Amen. Well, at the beginning of 2022, I am sure, like many, you've been thinking about the year ahead. What do you want to do with this year? What to prioritize? Are there changes that you want or need to make? A new year is, of course, a time for new plans, sorting things out, making resolutions. But if you're a Christian, I'm sure that you want God to be involved in those plans. So if and when you are praying about it, what are you asking God for? What are you asking God for in 2022? An end to COVID? A family difficulty to be resolved? Maybe a new job or a new relationship? Exams to be passed? Hope you managed to have a minute discussion about that before. If not, have a moment to think again just now in your own mind. What are you asking God for in 2022? Well, whatever it is, the book of Proverbs is going to give you something interesting to think about, something interesting to put into the pot for 2022. But there are three things that we can see in our reading. And the first is this: listen to Solomon. The title of this book, verse 1, is The Proverbs of Solomon, Son of David, King of Israel. Now, why listen to him? Well, he's the son of David, the greatest Old Testament king close to the Lord. And God promised David a great son and successor, and that's Solomon. But what kind of king was Solomon? Well, in 1 Kings 3, verse 5, soon after he's crowned, it says, "The Lord appeared to Solomon during the night in a dream. And God said, 'Ask for whatever you want me to give you.' And Solomon replied, 'Give your servant a discerning heart to govern your people and to distinguish between right and wrong. For who is able to govern this great people of yours?' Well, the Lord was pleased that Solomon had asked for this. So God said to him, 'Since you've asked for this, and not for long life or wealth for yourself, nor have you asked for the death of your enemies, but for discernment in administering justice, I will do what you have asked. I will give you a wise and discerning heart, so that there will never have been anyone like you, nor will there ever be. What are you asking God for at the beginning of 2022? Well, Solomon asked for wisdom. And so he became the wisest man that there was, at least with the exception of Jesus. Why? Well, because of this secret, God gave him wisdom. So listen to Solomon, because here is God's wisdom. And it's why this is part of the Bible, and is in fact God's holy word. I wonder, as you plan for 2022, who do you listen to for advice? Well, God, of course, but in practice, whose view of the world do you fill your mind with? The radio station that wakes you up and first speaks to you in the morning. The soap opera or TV show that you just can't miss. A news website. A social media influencer. A friendship group on WhatsApp. Your mum or your dad. Or is your first port of call to listen to God's wisdom? But before we move on, let me share a basic outline of Solomon's book. Here it is. The first 9 chapters are speeches and poems about wisdom in general, before the rest of the book is lots of short, pithy sayings, proverbs, that express wise truths about life in this world, most of them from Solomon himself. So listen to Solomon. But what is the purpose of Solomon's writing? Well, it's so that we will pursue wisdom in life and in thought. This is the one thing that we need for living well in 2022. It's summed up in verse 2. Have a look. For attaining wisdom and discipline, for understanding words of insight. The first half of this verse is all about attaining wisdom in life, and the second half shows the key to getting that wisdom. It is through a new way of thinking. Verses 2 to 5 of our reading tell us about this wisdom for life. I would like you to imagine it as a rainbow of colours. Each word for wisdom is a different colour, and the colours merge and overlap. Each word gives us a different perspective on wisdom, but together you get this wonderful overall picture. Let's have a consideration of some of these words that you see there. Verse 2, discipline. This also could be translated instruction or training or correction. It tells us that growing in wisdom will be hard won. You'll need effort and a willingness to change. At the start of 2022, are you willing to be changed, even to be corrected by God this year? Are you open to God showing you where you're doing things unwisely, open to something new? Well, Proverbs wants this for us. And then that second word there, insight. This is the word for deciding between two things. It's the word Solomon used when he prayed for a discerning heart to distinguish right and wrong. What about the word prudent life? Well, this Hebrew word means something like wise dealing, good sense. It's practical wisdom. It's connected with being successful in this world. But in case we're tempted to use this skill selfishly, look at verse 3. It's for doing what is right and just and fair. And then there's another word for prudence in verse 4, different words. It also could be, has a range of meaning that includes shrewdness, living skillfully. You see, being a godly person is not about being naive or otherworldly. It's about being able to make our way in the real world. Being streetwise, planning, knowing the ropes. Or there's the word discretion there, which also has a similar range of meaning. And then knowledge. Well, that, of course, speaks for itself. But in Proverbs, the key knowledge is knowledge of God. As we'll see in chapter 3, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make your paths straight. And then finally, this word learning in verse 5. And this, of course, reminds us that wisdom is something we need to receive and grasp. It's not going to come automatically if we're going to be wise. So it's a beautiful rainbow of characteristics. And you can see, can't you, that wisdom is not about being stuck up in an ivory tower, but being out in the real world. This is wisdom for living. But who is this for? Verse 4. For giving prudence to the simple, knowledge and discretion to the young. This is great news. If you feel that you're not yet wise, if you might be gullible, could be translated gullible, one of those words, or if you're young, this book is for you. It's a gift from God. But also verse 5, let the wise listen and add to their learning, and let the discerning get guidance. No one, however learned you might be, will not benefit from Proverbs. It will add to your knowledge. Its depths are inexhaustible. But how will Proverbs teach us? Well, it's there in verse 6. For understanding, proverbs and parables, the sayings and riddles of the wise. The way to a wise life grows through a new way of thinking. And Proverbs gives us hundreds of these pithy, thought-provoking sayings that teach us about the wise way to live in this world. Some of them are stating the obvious, and sometimes we need that. Others are telling us really uncomfortable, direct things that we need as well. Many of them are memorable. In fact, they're brilliant for memory verses. Others of them make us puzzle. They are enigmatic. For many of us, this is a new and exciting way of learning. Wisdom. Wisdom for life that grows through this wisdom of thought. So come, discover the power of Proverbs in 2022. You see, Proverbs is different from the majority of the Bible. It's not history. It's not law, it's not gospel, and it's not visions. See, in the law, God says, thou shalt, or thou shalt not. There's a command to obey. In prophecy, God says, thus says the Lord, and it's followed by a promise or a warning. But the wisdom of Proverbs is about how to live skillfully as God's people in this world. To live a life that is fruitful and pleasing to him, and to avoid ruin and shame. But some important clarification. The Proverbs, in particular, the pithy sayings, are about probabilities, not promises. Just listen to two of these as an example. The fear of the Lord adds length to life, but the years of the wicked are cut short. That's Proverbs 10:27. Or this one, start children off in the way they should go, and even when they are old, they will not turn from it. Proverbs 22, verse 6. If you pursue wisdom, things will usually go well for you. If you do not, then things will usually go poorly for you. But these are not promises. You see, Proverbs focus on the general rule and not the exceptions. And of course, there are many exceptions in life. And the other biblical wisdom books are very aware of this, and they deal with them. For instance, the book of Ecclesiastes, or especially, as we saw a couple of years back, the book of Job, where a righteous man suffers for no fault of his own. Nevertheless, Proverbs give us a wonderful, life-giving call. Pursue wisdom in life and thought. Here is an offer to you at the start of 2022, a guide to effective living this year that surpasses all other goals that you may be praying for. Are you open to its call? Now, there are, of course, mental barriers we may have that prevent us from being blessed by the Proverbs. Here's one. We're so used, aren't we, in our Bible teaching to emphasizing the good news of salvation. Rightly so, it's the central message of the Bible. But there is a danger. We can be so focused on securing a ticket to heaven, if I can put it like that, that we neglect what God has to say to our lives here. Remember, the Christian Aid charity used to have the motto, "We believe in life before death." Well, Proverbs is a call to have life now before death. Another potential barrier is that we tend to divide our lives into compartments. I don't know if you do, but it's so easy, isn't it, to have Sunday worship and personal prayer. And those compartments have got God and the Bible in them. But it's harder, isn't it, to see how God can be involved in our work, or our school, or our relationships. Well, let me encourage you. Proverbs excitingly plugs such a gap because it speaks to every life situation. There are proverbs about money, work, speech, friendship, family, leadership, marriage, anger, forgiveness, alcohol, debt, and it goes on and on. I even came across one this week about isolation. Proverbs 18, verse 1, "Whoever isolates himself seeks his own desire. He breaks out against all sound judgment." Friends, it's good to be back together again after COVID problems as soon as we can. Finally, another barrier. We can get anxious about trusting the Old Testament. Some would say it's too old, too violent, too sexist. But remember, Jesus treated every single part of it as God's word. God knows how to communicate with us. And although Proverbs comes from God's kingdom in Solomon's kingdom, it is amazingly timeless and speaks to God's kingdom today. And though the New Testament doesn't have Proverbs, it does have wisdom. And it loves it. It has parables. And it teaches that Jesus himself is the ultimate fulfillment and is the personification of wisdom. So, pursue wisdom of life and thought today. But finally, there's one important entry gate we need to go through, and it's this. Begin by fearing the Lord. Begin by fearing the Lord. Here is verse 7, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline." This has been called the motto of this book. It's repeated many times and in many forms, not just in Proverbs, but in other parts of the Bible. For instance, Proverbs 9, verse 10, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is insight." Or in 19:23, "The fear of the Lord leads to life, and whoever has it rests satisfied." Many ancient or modern people have sought to give guidance for life, but without this motto, they are building their wisdom on an unstable foundation. The world in its folly thinks it can attain wisdom without God, but the truth is, we need God from start to finish. As Ecclesiastes, that other wisdom book, concludes, "The end of the matter, all has been heard. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man." But what do we mean by fearing God? Well, remember, to fear God means, as Jesus says, fear him who has the power to cast us into hell. It also is to recognize that he is the almighty creator and sustainer of the universe. Every breath you and I take, every second, depends on him. So we should fear him. But for the believer, this fear should never be terror. If you have come to know and experience his love, then the fear of God means reverence, respect, awe, and worship. In chapter 8 of Proverbs, we see that it was in wisdom that God created the world. Wisdom is called God's craftsman. It's woven into the fabric of the universe, the moral universe, which means that goodness and justice are objective realities. And so to live wisely is to live in line with the grain of the universe. If we're going to do that, we need to recognize and acknowledge it is the Lord who made everything this way. You see, the key to wisdom is not firstly right thinking, but a right relationship to God, the God of the Bible. Just consider the alternative in verse 7. But fools despise wisdom and discipline. The fool is a very common character we meet in the book of Proverbs. And they think they know it all. Proverbs 18 verse 2. A fool takes no pleasure in understanding, but only in expressing his opinion. Or the fool is someone who won't allow themselves to be instructed or corrected. So Proverbs 19 verse 27. Cease to hear instruction, my son, and you will stray from the words of knowledge. So this character, the fool, thinks they know better than God, know better than the Bible, and is convinced of the correctness of their own opinions. I wonder, would you rather be a gullible person or an opinionated person? Well, Proverbs gives hope to the gullible, to the simple. They can grow in wisdom. But the opinionated, the fool, doesn't think they need to change. And that is a bleak situation to be in. So we need to be humble. As a Guardian newspaper article put it, today's key fact, you are probably wrong about almost everything. And then they go and give a load of statistics to show that that is the case. In my vicar's training, I studied theology full-time for 4 years. Now, you might have thought I found all the answers, but I didn't. Actually, I found that there are far more questions than I ever realized. Or, to quote Yoda, I've been watching a bit of him in the holidays in our isolation, after defeating a powerful and proud bad guy, he says, "Much to learn, you still have." We need to begin again by fearing the Lord. If we want to build high in 2022, we need to start low. But it is a wonderful offer of wisdom. So as we draw to a close, let me ask you, how are you doing in your life at the moment? Are you managing well and prospering? Dealing competently with work or with school? What about money? Have you got into debt? How's family life? How are you negotiating it? What about friendships? Are they healthy and helpful? Are you managing your responsibilities? Do you cope with food healthily? And alcohol? Are you getting on well with your next door neighbors? How are you managing? How are you coping with the unavoidable adversity that COVID is throwing at us? Would you say that you are happy? Can I suggest that we need the book of Proverbs because it has wisdom to help us grow in all of these things? Seek wisdom first, and it will help with all the other things that you are asking God for. Even if you are mostly positive today, well, give thanks, that's great. You could be flourishing more with the help of this wisdom. It's for all of us, old, young, male, female, rich, poor, educated, uneducated. Listen to Solomon and pursue wisdom of living and thinking in the fear of the Lord. Let's pray, shall we? Prophet Isaiah, God's word through him says this, "But this is the one to whom I will look, he who is humble and contrite in spirit and trembles at my word." Lord, thank you for reminding us of the need to begin by fearing you. And thank you for the gift of Proverbs, the gift of your wisdom to live well in your world. Oh dear Lord, please help us to be those who are open and willing to receive this now and in the year ahead. And dear Heavenly Father, would you use our studies in this book to greatly bless us individually and as a church family. We ask it for your great name's sake, and that we may bring glory to you and a blessing to others. In Jesus' precious name, amen.